Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning I'm reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 18, Lord Vamana, the Dwarf Incarnation. Do we read the summary? This chapter describes how Lord Vamanadeva appeared and how he went to the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Bali, who received him well and fulfilled his desire by offering him benedictions. Lord Vamanadeva appeared in this world from the womb of Aditi, completely equipped with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. His bodily hue was blackish, and he was dressed in yellow garments. Lord Vishnu appeared at an auspicious moment on Shravana Dvadasi, when the Abhijit star had arisen. At that time, in all the three worlds, including the higher planetary system, outer space, and this earth, all the demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, and even the seasons were happy because of God's appearance. Therefore, this auspicious day is called Vijaya. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a Satchitananda body, appeared as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi, both of his parents were very astonished. After his appearance, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf, Vamana. All the great sages expressed their jubilation, and with Kashyapa Muni before them, they performed the birthday ceremony of Lord Vamana. At the time of Lord Vamanadeva's sacred thread ceremony, he was honored by the sun god Brihaspati, the goddess presiding over the planet Earth, the deity of the heavenly planets, his mother, Lord Brahma, Kuvera, the seven rishis, and others. Lord Vamanadeva then visited the sacrificial arena on the northern side of the Narmada River at the field known as Bhrigu Kaccha, where brahmanas of the Bhrigu dynasty were performing yajnas, wearing a belt made of munja straw, an upper garment of deerskin, and a sacred thread, and carrying in his hands a danda, an umbrella, and a water pot, kamandalu. Lord Vamanadeva appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Bali. Because of his transcendentally effulgent presence, all the priests were diminished in their prowess, and thus they all stood from their seats and offered prayers to Lord Vamanadeva. Even Lord Shiva accepts on his head the Ganges water generated from the toe of Lord Vamanadeva. Therefore, after washing the Lord's feet, Bali Maharaj immediately accepted the water from the Lord's feet on his head and felt that he and his predecessors had certainly been glorified. Then Bali Maharaj inquired of Lord Vamanadeva's welfare and requested the Lord to ask him for money, jewels, or anything he might desire. Now today's verse. Sri Suku Vacha Itang Virincha Stutakarma Virya Padhur Bhavarmata Bhur Adityang Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Guthabja Chakra Visanga Visha Nirina Yatekshana. Shisuku Vacha Itang Vichinra Itang Virinchas to the Karma Virya Padhur Bhavu Vamrita Bhur Adityam Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Gadhabja Chakra Visanga Vasa Nalinhaya Tekshana. Shisukuvacha. Itang Virincha. Stuta Karma Virya. Padhur Babham Ramrita Bhur Adityam. Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Gadhabja Chakra. Visanga Vasa Nalinaya Tekshana. Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Gadhabja Chakra Bishanga Vasa Nalyamatanesana Matajis Shishuku Vasa Itam Barincha Stita Karma Vira Bhujhur Vavam Ramata Bhurityam Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Gadhabja Chakra Pisanga Vasa Nihani Tikshana Sri Sukhu Vasa Itam Virinchas Dutta Karma Virya Chatur Bhuja Sankhya Gadhabja Chakra Shri Sukhuvacha Shri Sukadeva Goswami said Etang in this way Vinchastuta Karma Virya. The personality of Godhead, whose activities and prowess are always praised by Lord Brahma. Padhur Bhavam Ramrita Vidurbhabhuva became manifested. Amritabhu, whose appearance is always deathless. Adityam, from the womb of Aditi. Chaturbhuj, having four arms. Sankhya Gada Abjachakra, decorated with conch shell, club, decorated with conch shell, club, lotus, and disc. Visangavasa, dressed in yellow garments. Nalina Ayata Ikshana, having blooming eyes like the petals of a lotus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sukadeva Goswami said, after Lord Brahma had thus spoken, glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities and prowess, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was never subject to death like an ordinary living being, appeared from the womb of Aditi. His four hands were decorated with a conch shell, club, a lotus, and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments, and his eyes appeared like the petals of a blooming lotus. Purport. The word Amritabhuj is significant in this verse. The Lord sometimes appears like an ordinary child taking birth, but this does not mean that he is subject to birth, death, or old age. One must be very intelligent to understand the appearance and activities of the Supreme Lord in his incarnations. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata. Once you try to understand that the Lord's appearance and disappearance and his activities are all divyam or transcendental, the Lord has nothing to do with material activities. One who understands the appearance and disappearance and activities of the Lord is immediately liberated. After giving up his body, he never again has to accept a material body, but is transferred to the spiritual world. Chaktva dehang punarjanma naitimam etisorjana. Om Gyanatamanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshrum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krota Vacha Lang Pangam Lang Hayate Gurim Yat Kripataraham Bande Shigurum Dinataram Vancha Kalpatyubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Bhavani Vyo Vaisnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaurava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this verse it's stated that Lord Vamanadeva, all the incarnations of Krishna, they're deathless. Many have tried to kill God. When Krishna was here, so many demons tried to kill Krishna. Of course, they were unsuccessful. When Prabhupada went to New York City back in 1965, in 1966, he started becoming popular, and there was an article in the East Village Other that a Swami has come to town, and he's letting us know that there is a God. Some say that God is energy, some say God is love, some say God is dead. But this Swami has come to let everyone know that he's not dead, he's alive and well. So, yes, no one can kill Krishna. He's always alive and well. And the more we come in contact with Krishna, we come alive. We become alive in Krishna consciousness, and we become very healthy spiritually. So not only is the incarnations of Krishna. Krishna and his different incarnations, deathless, but we are also deathless. We can't be killed. Of course, unfortunately, because a lot of people are in the illusory energy, they don't know. Even Prabhupada was amazed when he went to Russia. He met with one professor, Professor Kotowski, and he was surprised. And he studied the Vedas. But he said, Swamiji, at the end of this life, it's all over. It's all finished. There's no life after death. So he was amazed that here's a learned scholar of the Vedas, but still even he couldn't understand that the soul is eternal. The soul, there is neither birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He's unborn, eternal, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. So this is the situation of us also. We can't die. So this human form of life, it's an opportunity where we can realize this, that we're eternal. No other form of life can they understand the eternality of the soul. Can they understand the eternality of Krishna? So to hear these activities of Lord Vamadeva, to hear the activities of Krishna, this is very auspicious. And it's actually very pleasing to devotees to hear the activities of Lord Vamadeva, an amazing incarnation of Krishna, dwarf incarnation. This is the only incarnation that I know of that never even raised his hand to kill anyone. Very peaceful incarnation. Lord Chaitanya, he didn't kill anyone, but he did raise his hand with the chakra to kill these Jagai and Madai. Oh, right here. Huh? What's that? Oh, yeah, right. Yes, so Lord Ramana didn't. And I can't think of any incarnations of Krishna that didn't kill some demon. Korma avatar. Okay, yeah, he didn't kill. Hayagriva, actually, also. Hayagriva, he didn't kill. But most of them, they do a lot of killing. Krishna did a lot. So, he's very peaceful. He came just to take back what had been taken from the demigods. And he did a good job of it. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Big feet. Covered the whole universe, 2 feet. And took this from Bali Maharaj. But this is actually a benediction, of course, to Bali Maharaj. Because he took full shelter. Actually, he's one of he's one of the most exalted devotees. I think we have these 9 processes, devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu. So he is the one that gave everything to Krishna. He had the whole heavenly planets, he had practically the whole universe, gave it all to Krishna. So you can't give more than that. So, very auspicious and very much respected amongst all the Vaishnavas. So, Satang Prasangang Mamavirya Sangbudho Bhavanti Vidkar Navasayana Kata Tajosnat Asa Bhavarga Vartmani Shadhavatir Bhakti Anukramashiti. That this hearing the glories of Krishna in the association of other devotees is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. And by hearing these glories of Krishna and Krishna's different incarnations, one gains great faith in Krishna. And this is what we want. We want to have great faith in Krishna. We want to give up all this nonsense faith that we have in material existence. Just give it up completely and have faith in Krishna. That all success will come simply by engaging in devotional service to Krishna. This is the faith that we want to gain. And how does this faith come about? By hearing. By hearing from the Vedas, by hearing from the great devotees of Krishna, this faith is increased. It's like we have these nine gates. The city of nine gates. So there's two gates of this body that are most important. And that is the two ears. The more we hear, the more we fill our ears, fill our mind with Krishna, the more we get purified. The more we hear other things, then the more we get drained of our Krishna consciousness. The Bhagavatam gives an example of someone's trying to fill a bucket with water, but there's a hole in the bucket. It's not possible for the bucket to get filled because there's a hole in it. So the more we engage in hearing other things, the more we're drained of our Krishna consciousness. In the age of Kali, there's many distractions. Shrota Vyadi Niraj and Nanam Santim Sahasra. Hundreds and thousands, millions of distractions are there in this age. And now we have the age of the internet. This is concentrated Kali Yuga with the internet. So much Maya is there. So we have to be very careful. Savasarbhu was telling about one devotee who was here. He was a leader, but he was spending 8 hours a day on the internet. And now he's gone. I won't mention any names, but we have to be very careful. It's called the web for a reason. You get caught up. You know, the net, the web. You know. You'd be careful. It's like now it's very popular, this Facebook. You know. Many devotees also are getting caught up in this. And I also was a victim. I was for like maybe a half hour a day I was on the Facebook. But then I realized, what a waste of time. Yeah. So I just gave it up completely. I just do email and that's it. No news, no Facebook, because you get caught up in there and it's a distraction. You get drained of your Krishna consciousness because there's just so much Maya. They got the advertisements on the side, some Maya Devi there. I try to avoid it, but no, it's too much Maya. Be very careful. We're trying to become purified of our contamination in this material world. So we have to very, very strictly, very sincerely take shelter of Krishna and leave no room for anything else. And if we do that, we're going to get the mercy of Krishna. Tesam sarakyutanam bhajatam pritipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yenam amupiyante te. So those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding at which they can come to me. He doesn't say, you know, they're engaged in my service and they're doing a little, you know, Facebook and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and they'll still come to me. No. Yeah. No, we have to be somehow we have to get absorbed in serving Krishna. And this will bring the satisfaction that the soul is looking for. Yeah. And Aditi, she's such a great devotee. Now, why did Vamanadeva appear? He appeared because of her great austerities. Very austere devotee. So Krishna, he's pleased by the austerities of his devotees. Austerities is called the wealth of the brahmanas. So this month of December, it's the marathon month. It's an opportunity to engage in this austerity. It's an austerity of going out and distributing books. It's a pleasing austerity, though. It's kind of like chutney. You know, chutney is supposed to be so sweet that you can't put it down. and it's so hot that you can't take it. So it's very, you know, book distribution can be a little difficult, a little hot, not easy. But it's also very sweet. It's very sweet, actually, if one can get into it. And now, I think, what is it, next week, next Saturday, we have the World Enlightenment Day. So this is a day, one day out of the year, that not only the Sankirtan devotees distribute books, that hopefully everybody can distribute books. I was looking on the internet how many hours there are in the year. Anybody take a guess how many hours there are in the year? That's exactly it. Now, do we have any mathematicians here? 8,760. I calculated it. Hours in the year. 8,760 hours. So just 6 hours, maybe 6 or 8 hours of those 8,760 hours, distribute books. Be very auspicious. Most of you aren't distributing books throughout the year. So this is one period where you can get this mercy also. It's not that difficult. You know, the only difficulty is that, you know, some people will say no. Not a big deal. It's good for the false ego. Yeah. Get some rejection. And even if you're shy, it's not a problem. Pray to Krishna. Krishna helps. Yeah. There was one lady, actually, that lived here in Los Angeles back in the 70s. And back in the 70s, I mean, book distribution was just such a big thing. Everybody was distributing books. I think it was every Saturday, everybody would go out on book distribution. Even the pujari, in some temples, the pujari, he would do an artik, then he'd go and he'd distribute books for a couple hours, then he'd come back and do another artik, and then he'd go out on book distribution again. It was just such an important activity when Prabhupada was here. So there was one lady here in the 70s, and she was very shy. And all the other devotees, they were doing so many books, but she couldn't do so many. She was very shy. So she was trying and trying and trying. And then she started praying to Krishna like anything to get free of this shyness, so she can also have a nice result in book distribution. She was praying very sincerely like this. And eventually she became the first Mataji to distribute 100 big books in a day. Gauri Dasi. Right? Amazing, huh? She was like the lowest. She had the lowest score. But she just kept praying, Krishna, please help me. She became a huge book distributor. Famous. So this is the power of prayer. Take shelter of Krishna. Pray to Krishna, and Krishna will help us to distribute books. Yeah. Actually, book distribution is very mystical. You really experience the presence of Krishna on book distribution. Yeah. I had a pretty amazing experience yesterday. A couple days ago, there was an instance where at a table, I call women over, Matajis, to distribute books, but sometimes they can kind of like go off. So I got a little. I decided no more. Now I'm just going to approach and just call over the men, because it was just getting to be too much. As a brahmachari, it's not. You know, again and again and again to talk to women, it can be a disturbance to the mind. So I decided, all right, now I'm just going to approach men. So towards the end of the day, I wanted to come back to the temple. I had so many things to do, so I wanted to leave at a certain time. So I had 5 Bhagavad Gitas left in 5 minutes. So I thought, well, it looks like today I'm not going to do all my Bhagavad Gitas. So then 4 people came down. Oh, here you go. I had a pamphlet. They came over. All 4 of them took a Bhagavad Gita. And the next person came by, took the next Bhagavad Gita from Japan. Just as my alarm set, because I had to leave at a certain time, just as the alarm went off, that person was walking away with the Bhagavad Gita. And I was thinking, wow, Krishna, you're amazing. So it's very mystical, actually. So if you want to experience how Krishna's the master of mystics, go out on book distribution. You'll experience it. Go out with a desire to do a certain amount of books. Yeah. And you'll be surprised how he'll help you. Yeah, he'll help you. I know there's some devotees on World Enlightenment Day, they just get a stack of books and they just, give it to some friends or give it to a store and just drop it off. Don't do that. Go out and approach people. Go out and approach people. It's so nice. You know? It's an austerity, but it's good. Krishna's pleased. Just like here we're seeing, Krishna was pleased by this austerity that Aditi performed. Krishna's pleased if we go out and we approach the non-devotees. I was speaking to one student the other day, and somehow we started talking about incarnations. And he said, how many incarnations are they? And I said, well, you wouldn't believe it, so there's unlimited incarnations. I didn't even tell them how many there were. People can't believe this stuff. But people don't know there's so many wonderful glories of Krishna. So we want people to know. A lady was saying a couple of days ago, she was saying, well, my understanding of God is that he's love. And this is a very common thing that you'll find, especially in the student community. You don't have to do anything, just God is love. You know? And it's true, God is love, but he's more than just an emotion. That's an emotion. Of course, he has the highest love. He has love for everyone. But he's a person. So I told her, you could actually speak to God. He's a person. And God, he's such a wonderful person. He's the coolest person. She's like, wow, I never heard a definition of that, of God. So people don't know how cool God is, how wonderful, how kind, how pure, how friendly God is. So we want to let people know, the glories of Krishna. And by going out on book distribution, we also gain great faith in Krishna. You get realization of the existence of Krishna. And when these mystical things happen on book distribution, you really appreciate that we're in this path of bhakti yoga. Yeah. So shraddha ratir, from this faith, then we get a taste of Krishna consciousness. Another time, 3 days ago, 2 young men came to the table and they said, this process that you're following, it can't be such a great thing. It can't be the highest pleasure. It can't be higher than sex. I said, well, I've been a celibate monk for 36 years. And it is better. And they were like shocked. They were completely shocked. I told them, I live these teachings. And it's higher than any pleasure in this world. The spiritual path. So this is the highest goal. This is the highest taste. Krishna consciousness is the highest pleasure that one can experience. But we got to get into it. We got to just be focused on Krishna. And we'll experience that taste. If we're still thinking, there's one statement in the Bhagavatam that the greatest obstacle to one's advancement in Krishna consciousness is thinking that there is a higher pleasure in this world than devotional service. That's the greatest obstacle. So we got to give up all this illusion that there's anything greater than Krishna. And if we do, and we focus on Krishna, then we'll get this taste. Shradharatir Bhakti. And from that rati, then we get the goal. Bhakti. This is the highest goal. This is the greatest achievement, is to attain this bhakti, this love for Krishna. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants that. But what people are thinking is love is just lust. And therefore there's so much frustration. And Krishna is so great. He has so much love that he can satisfy everybody. He can fully satisfy all living entities. So much love. Amazing, huh? So we have to somehow connect with Krishna. Try to serve Krishna. Yeah. Try to please Krishna. In this way, eventually, this love, it's actually there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajji Kavanoi. Love of Krishna is there in the hearts of all living entities. It just has to come out. You know, so this process of Krishna consciousness brings out this love. So, maybe I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Bijay Prabhu, thank you very much for sharing your wonderful realizations. And I would urge the young devotees to take seriously everything that Bijay says, because even as an old-timer who had been going out on book distribution way before meeting Bijay, everything I've heard from him really helps. Like last night I was in Santa Monica with the Harinam party. And there's one line I picked up from Vijay that really helps. If somebody says, I'm good, you tell them, but you could be better. And inevitably, they laugh. And once somebody laughs, you have them. You haven't. And now Krishna gave me the intelligence to add something else. And this book will make you better.
Yeah.
And then they react to that. Sorry about that. The phone is ringing. Krishna's confirming, I guess. And then also one I got from Bhrigupati that really helps. You ask them, what do they do? Are you a student or your teacher? And whatever they say, you ask them, are you a good one? And again, they laugh. And once they laugh, and then Krishna gave me the intelligence. He said, this book will make you a good one. So the book is always the key. If they say they're good, you say you could be better, and the book will make you better. And if they say, I'm a scientist or a lawyer, whatever, you ask them, are they a good one? They say yes or no. You say, well, this will make you a good one. So, no, that came from the second one came from Bhrigu. Oh, it came from Vijay also. Oh, I got it from Bhrigu. So I wanted to touch on one thing that you mentioned about being shy. It's a fact, some devotees are shy, and just by telling them not to be, it's not going to happen. So I would like to suggest on World Enlightenment Day, and I've been doing this for many, many years and never thought of it before, distributing with the Harinam party is so easy that we should have a big Harinam. I think if we have a big Harinam on World Enlightenment Day and take out as many devotees as possible who are not so keen to go out alone somewhere, they will distribute more books. So if we have a big Harinam either in Santa Monica or Venice or wherever, and those devotees who are not so eager to go out by themselves somewhere, go with the Harinam, you will distribute books. Because people are inevitably attracted to the Harinam. They're inevitably attracted. Last night, everybody stops. I distributed books Shastrakrit also distributed to Muslims, because they stop. They inevitably stop when they see the Harinam party. They want to know, what is this all about? And you just have to see, you know who's a Muslim. You can tell right away by how they're dressed, whatever. We have some books in your language. Check it out. So, Harinam, big Harinam and World Enlightenment Day, I think will really help the score go up. All the devotees who are not so keen to go out alone somewhere, go with the Harinam party and distribute books. Haribo.
Jai. One thing on that point, the Harinam, it'd be nice to have a big Harinam, and then they could, because you don't want just the people to do Harinam, they also want to distribute books. They can take turns. Some people can do Harinam, some can distribute books, and just so that everybody distributes books.
Thank you for your class, Vijay Prabhu.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to stress the point of free will. In the internet, it's good that you saved some warning, because in the age of Kali Yuga, your free will is tested by the act of clicking. you can click on one website and then you will hear, nah, Optimus, purpose of life is, and you will hear Prabhupada. And I do that at work. I have to, you know, I have a website where we do a lot of car dealerships. And when you click it, there's another website. There's Prabhupada, database, the whole books of Prabhupada is there. And I shouldn't do it at work, but I click it sometimes. But there's also a click, you can click, and it will say, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So it's a matter of clicking now, and your consciousness is determined. Immediately, you swim in that mood. So in Kali Yuga, in the internet, a lot of people right now are listening to us in the internet. And where are they? They're in the temple. They're listening to you and listening to Bhagavatam.
I'm listening to you now.
It's beginning to look... No, no, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Yes, there are many positive things about the internet, right? You know, we can have classes on the internet. There's the ISKCON Desire Tree. It's just like an ocean of Krishna consciousnesses. You know, so there's so many things. Huh? There's book distribution. We have our world book. We have our book distribution site. There's so many things that we can use. But be careful. Control your senses. Don't click on the wrong thing. We have to click on the Krishna, on the things that will help us be Krishna conscious. Don't click on other things. Otherwise, you're going to be sorry. You're going to regret it. Anybody else? Yes.
Just a comment. When Mother Gauri was in the Brooklyn Temple, she learned deity worship from Srila Prabhupada personally. And she was a pujari and an artist painting the ISKCON paintings. Excuse me. And she didn't go on Sankirtan, but then she went out on the subways at the request of the Sankirtan leaders that they asked her to go on Maha Saturday. And she was so scared and very shy. But she would take a mental picture of the deities that she worshipped and kind of paste that at the back end of the subway train. And then she would imagine and have that deity worship going on while she did the Sankirtan. So I thought that was a really, you know, and that we actually, that's normal to be shy, because who are we to just go up to strangers and talk to them and not have Krishna in between in that relationship, you know? What strength do we have? So to take Rukmini and Dwarkadish out with you, take a picture, you know, or to, whatever fond memory you have of doing puja, bring that with you and keep that. That's your foundation. Yeah. Thank you.
Internet. Sachi Tanoi Prabhu.
Thank you, Vijay Prabhu. The word austerity, when you mentioned it, click on me yesterday. We were four devotees at UCLA. It's one of the toughest places to stop because, you know, it's like thousands of people going like speeding. And I was telling my friend Maharaj Das, I said, you know, it's so difficult sometimes to stop people. But you know what? We have a friend next to us who, by Krishna's mercy, by good karma, people want to talk to him. And look how many people he has. So we make arrangements to have Bhakta Kush and ourselves also, once in a while, we're assisting this devotee who is very eager to distribute books now. It's almost unstoppable. Yeah, he's getting the taste. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because here we have a person who is a good material for, you know, influencing the youth who already, you know, he has thousands of followers, and we just need to assist him and help him in his Krishna consciousness. I'm talking about Bhakta Kevin. And I was appreciating his austerity was different because he can't keep up with talking to people, so we have to once in a while, you know, like get the people, you know, out of the way a little bit, and then somebody else wants to talk to you, and then I would talk to the people and said, especially the girls, I said, do you really want to establish like a connection with my friend Kevin? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you have to read the Bhagavad Gita. Then come back to, you know, he hangs out with us at the temple. He's there. So you put his brain to work by asking him questions. He said, yeah. That will be a really spiritual connection. You can have a really connection through Bhagavad Gita. Remember, you have to read Bhagavad Gita. Come with a lot of questions. And I was telling that to all the, especially the girls. So I'm just mentioning this so we can assist him and help him. And he's been around. He goes to Harinam. And so just let's be helpful and monitor.
And, just by Bhakti Kevin's presence, he's helping distribute books.
How
very auspicious.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah.
You know, we have a hard time to find people. He has like hundreds in one day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.